Peace, peace, and productivity is the parent podcast number 6. A little something to think about in regard to the little people, and we're going to go all the way back to kindergarten today. We're going to do our best to walk a bunch of new parents and teenage parents and young parents and even the older parents. We're going to do our best, right, Queen? Me and you, we're going to do our best to let them know how we raised the little champion, to give them some help.
Absolutely. All right?
And this journey began when me and the Queen got utterly pissed off because, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to share with y'all, in kindergarten, in pre-K, they, the system, tried to tell us that our daughter was what, ADD or ADHD, or she was going to need to be held back because she was a little too chatty or some crap.
They said that she was easily distracted.
Yeah, easily distracted.
And so they were going to hold her back from pre-K.
Pre-K, y'all. Pre-K.
So she couldn't go into kindergarten.
Because she had too much energy or something like that?
Actually, the problem was when they tested her for kindergarten, they had another kid in the room mm-hmm. who kept talking to Jaden. Mm-hmm. So Jaden talked back. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, oh, well, she couldn't focus on her test.
So, so this, you know, we want to watch her a little bit more and make sure she's okay or suitable or fit to proceed.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, y'all know me and the Queen was like, F that, right? Like, there's no pleasantry right now. We was like, F that, F you and your judgment of us. And we grabbed education by the short curlies.
Oh, I like short curlies.
You like the short curlies?
Conads,
whatever. We grabbed it by the private area and rang it out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You got to be your kid's best advocate.
You have to be. And my heart goes out to any parent, young, new, veteran, grandparents who allow the system to dictate and label the course of your child's educational path.
Right, right.
Yo, they label our energy wrong. Excuse me. They mislabel our energy. They mislabel our enthusiasm. They mislabel our journey.
And if you pay attention, they started in kindergarten.
At kindergarten.
So that's when the separation starts. Yeah. After kindergarten, you're either on the path to CEO or you're on the path to janitor.
Hey, I was a janitor. I know what you mean. Go ahead. Continue, Queen. Continue.
And it shows. It shows in the teachers that you get. It shows in the quality of work. It shows in how even they support you or lack thereof. Be your child's biggest advocate.
Biggest advocate. Please, 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 please look at your child a little bit different than how the professional or the teacher or the counselor or the principal or whoever, look at them through your lenses, please.
Yeah, you not know your theirs. Child better than anybody else.
Please.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being a janitor.
No.
I'm just saying that most parents want to give their child every opportunity to be the best that they could be.
To be anything from the janitor, maintenance director, all the way up to the CEO.
Absolutely.
All the way up to the engineer. Everything in between. I love the janitors. I am one of those my people, so we're not disrespecting you. We're just showing a comparison of floor to ceiling.
Absolutely.
In regard to career path that begins in kindergarten.
Yeah.
Yo, listen, ladies and gentlemen, if you know us, or you'll get to know us, they tried to tell us something was wrong with our little champion in kindergarten.
Word.
And my heart goes out to all my friends and some of my family who allowed a system to say, this is wrong with your child and we have the remedy. Biggity bump that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Get that out of here. And also I want to say for some of the people in the local area who know us, this is the pre-K before the path we're going to speak upon in the future, before the wonderful ACCS path, before the village help, before the people who know our energy was able to help us with our daughter, like Miss Davis. Yeah, we're going to get to the beauty. Finish it, Queen.
Wrap it up.
Parent podcast number 6.
Number 6.
Sky High is the voice, a.k.a. Kenny Kanar, and the Queen.
Peace.
And productivity. You like?